The Washington State Supreme Court is fining the state legislature $100,000 a day, effective immediately. It's for failing to come up with a plan to fully fund K through 12 education. KUOW's Ann Dornfeld reports.
3 years ago, the state Supreme Court ruled that the legislature had failed to amply fund basic education. Lawmakers have increased funding, but they failed to come up with the long-term funding plan the court required. So, last September, the court found lawmakers in contempt. It gave the state one more legislative session to come up with a plan before issuing sanctions. After passing the latest budget, lawmakers issued a report to the court arguing that a plan was no longer necessary given the progress they'd made on funding. The justices didn't see it that way. They voted unanimously to fine lawmakers $100,000 a day for basic education funding until the legislature comes up with a plan. The court encouraged Governor Jay Inslee to convene a special session. In response, Republican State Representative Matt Manweller of Ellensburg tweeted, "The Washington Supreme Court has gone rogue. It is time for articles of impeachment." But other lawmakers said the court was acting reasonably.
I'm not surprised.
Democratic Senator David Frakt of Seattle says he voted against the latest budget.
There have been many of us who have been saying all along that we needed to have a plan. We needed to meet the court's test and that some action was likely to be taken.
Governor Inslee said he'd need to talk with the attorney general and legislative leaders before determining his next steps, but he did issue a statement saying bolder and more aggressive action is needed.
And the detailed plan the court demands in order to fulfill our constitutional obligation is going to have to be more complex and more expensive than the significant steps we've already taken.
It's not clear where the sanctioned dollars will come from, in part because of a lack of precedent. This appears to be the first time in Washington history that the state Supreme Court has slapped the legislature with fines for failing to do its work. I'm Ann Dornfeld, KUOW News.